Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, everyone, to another episode of Coop's Hot Corner. It's your buddy Coop coming at you, talking a little bit of baseball, as we always do on my show, but let's just dive right into it. What's going on with the free agencies? Well, it's not like the NFL, where everything is going crazy. Most of free agency has died down. There are three big names out there, and I'll touch on each of them. Well, let's say four big names. Blake Snell and Jordan Montgomery are put kind of together because they're both in the same boat. Left-handers have very good upside, a lot of question marks, and teams are very hesitant to sign them. But there is been a need for starting pitching right now, and there are a lot of teams that I think will be looking at Blake Snell right now. I think out in the realm of possibility, I think the Angels are a team, Giants are a team. We just heard with Gerrit Cole this week. He's probably going to be missing quite a bit of time. So Yankees are a potential landing spot. And as the topic of the discussion today, I'll even say the Dodgers are, a dark horse team, potentially to pick him up. Montgomery, it's kind of funny what, well, it's not funny, it's sad. So Montgomery had every opportunity to go back with the Rangers, but it was held up because owner Ray Davis did not approve the move. So this recently came out all 3 days ago, and it doesn't look like it's going to be likely that the Rangers are going to re-sign him. So, I mean, there are teams that are in need of starting pitching. I don't know why these guys aren't getting signed. I think they're looking for way more money or years to be protected, and I totally understand that. Another name out there, excuse me, another big name out there, JD Martinez. So JD Martinez apparently is talking to the New York Mets, and the interest is mutual. So that's was reported about 3 days ago. Nothing signed in ink, but I know the Mets are also looking at JD Davis, who used to be a Met. So looking for another proven hitter. I said a couple weeks ago how they're trying to bring the young guys up and let them, play. I guess they've seen enough of Vientos that they don't really trust him to be the DH or Brett Beatty to be the DH. So we'll see. It might be a short-term deal. Who knows? I think they just want a little bit of protection behind Pete Alonso. The last name we got to touch on, Trevor Bauer. Trevor Bauer, actually, I did not know this. I just recently found out he paid to play for the Asian Breeze, which played the minor league Dodgers 3 days ago. How'd it go? Well, he had three scoreless innings. In the first inning, he worked himself out of a jam. It was bases loaded. He managed to get out of the jam. At four strikeouts, he was in upper 90s, so he appeared very confident. And confidence was never a problem with Trevor Bauer. As soon as it was all said and done, they asked him after the game, hopefully today reminded him then that I'm still an elite pitcher. If not, that's fine too. I just stay ready. Maybe people somehow will remember that I'm still one of the best pitchers in the world. I'll tell you what, doesn't have a lack of confidence. I will say that. To touch on comments I said last week about Trevor, I don't like him because of what he did to my Mets. I think, he did serve his time. He did, get investigated. He served the suspension. MLB did their own investigation, and they never released the contents of what they found out. That's between MLB, Trevor, and Dodgers is where he played. I think he's blacklisted because, again, he said he will take the league minimum. Nobody wants to touch him. So what is going on behind closed doors with Trevor Bauer that nobody wants to touch him? Is it the headache that he brings? I can get that, but Marcus Stroman's a headache. He was actually turned down the starting opening day starter. God dang, words are hard tonight. Opening day starter. This is Marcus Stroman for the Yankees. So you want to talk about a headache? I mean, Marcus Stroman's a headache. I could speak from experience as a Met fan, but we will see what happens with all four of these guys. I find it crazy. I think this is going to go into the season, and these guys are not going to be playing until April, May, maybe even June. Who knows? But that's all I really got for free agency. The team I wanted to touch on tonight. It was kind of a hectic week for me, so I touched the team that I know is pretty easy to do research on. I did the Los Angeles Dodgers. Why the Los Angeles Dodgers? Well, unless you're living under a rock or just don't follow baseball and you're following me for baseball, well, Welcome, and I'm glad that you use me as your source. The Dodgers are expected to win it all. I say that they're always expected to win. The last time they won was 2020, and that was a shortened COVID season. People say it doesn't really count. Well, they did win. Everyone had to do the same stipulation. It was more of a sprint than a marathon in a 60-game season. They say it was a Mickey Mouse trophy. Everyone had the same opportunity that the Dodgers did, but the Dodgers were able to do it. So that's all I have to say about that. They haven't been able to win since then, and they've been favorites a lot of years going in. I mean, them and the Braves for the National League have always been the teams to beat. But this year, after everything that happened in this free agency, after spending over $1 billion in free agency, I'll try to break down the numbers the best I can with that number as well. After spending over $1 billion in free agency, you would think this is the team. And they are. They are expected to win 100 games this year. Braves are right behind them with a... But you look at this roster. Let me read out the names of this roster to y'all. It is video game level. If any manager, anywhere in the league, turning in this card to the umpire before the start of the game, has to be smiling ear to ear. Mookie Betts, Shohei Ohtani, Freddie Freeman, Will Smith, Max Muncy, James Outman, Teoscar Hernandez, God, words, Jason Hayward, and Gavin Lux. On the bench, who do you have? Chris Taylor, Austin Barnes, Enrique Hernandez. It is a stacked lineup of stacked lineups. I don't want to face this team if I'm any pitcher. It is insane. It is gross, this team. It's unfair. And people say, oh, it's not fair because they spent all the money. No. Like I said, I will break down the money the best I can. They don't have the highest payroll in the league right now. They are ninth in payroll. How is that possible? You said they spent over $1 billion. Yes. Shohei Ohtani is defecting all of that money, over like $6 million of his $700 million contract for 10 years is being deflected to, what is it now? I guess it's 20. So he's making $2 million a year to play the game. And then after he retires, or after 10 years, that's when he said, okay, pay up. Yeah, they're ninth in payroll. They could still make moves. They could still potentially make some moves to push this team even further. They could pick up with Blake Snell. Since, I mean, you look at that lineup. The lineup's ridiculous, plain and simple. But what's one thing we say all the time on the show? You can never have enough starting pitchers. You have Tyler Glasnow, as your opening day starter. Kershaw, injury. We don't know what's going on with him. Gavin Stone, he was tipping pitches last year. He says he has it under control. He's going to make it back. Yamamoto, I think, is the big name that we're waiting to all see. He was highly touted. He was the free agency to go after. Everyone says Shohei Ohtani. Shohei Ohtani was not on a lot of teams' radar. Yamamoto was definitely on a lot more people's radar because they can afford him. And he signed a 12-year, $325 million, a good chunk of change. But he's also playing in a Japanese league where the guys aren't playing at the same level. They are good ballplayers. I'm not taking anything away from Japanese ballplayers. I mean, they just won the World Baseball Classic. But they're not on the same wavelength as Major League ballplayers. Also, the ball in Japan is smaller than the ball in baseball. So you have that adjustment period to get, you know, you have to get used to. So sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. I know it worked out for my guy, Kodai Senga, last year. Waiting to see what he does with his sophomore year. But now that's another question I kind of have is Yamamoto was quick to go to the Dodgers. Shohei Ohtani was quick to go to the Dodgers. Before, you know, that he was with the Angels. I'm wondering, do the West Coast kind of have a patent? Or just, I think patent's not the right word. It's what is a good word for it? An ability to draft and sign players from overseas in Asia. They have a corner of the Asian market, I guess is the best way to phrase that. Do they have a way to say, hey, you know, we're a lot closer, if you're on the West Coast here, to go back home? I mean, I think it's a discussion that could be made. I mean, I'm bringing it up, but again, that lineup is ridiculous. Could the Dodgers be that, you know, dark horse team that signed Snell? Maybe. I mean, I know they're waiting, like I said, on Kershaw. We're also waiting on Walker Buehler to come back. But Glasnow, even though he's your opening starter, he's never thrown more than 120 innings in a season. Bobby Miller is entering his first full season as a starter at the MLB level. Yamamoto's never pitched in the MLB before, so is it possible? Yeah, I think it's possible. Anything's possible. But yeah, they will be starting the series this Wednesday and Thursday in Seoul, South Korea. I'm making sure I'm saying that right. It's Seoul. I want to say Seoul every time I see it written down. It's Seoul, South Korea. And if you're on the East Coast, that game is at 6:05. But if you're a Dodgers fan, you most likely live in LA. That game is at 3:05 in the morning for you. Oof. That's rough. I understand you're trying to bring in the international market, but that home team, and you're playing San Diego, which is another West Coast team, at a 3:05 start time. As like I said on the main podcast, I just watched UFC, and it's on daylight savings time. The next day, I was dragging. So if you are a true diehard Dodgers fan, call out the next day. Get a nap in before this game starts. Do something. Do I think they have it in them to be World Series champs? Guys, yes. Yes, I do. I make fun of them, and other teams make fun of them all the time. It is always the bridesmaid, never the bride. Yeah, you got the Mickey Mouse trophy in, you know, 2020. Doesn't really count with the shortened season. But this team is really, really good. It is a stellar team. It is not fair on paper. Things that I could say that maybe it's not at all it's hyped up to be. One, you had Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout, the two best ball players in the game at their prime. They were both on the Angels, made nothing of it, did absolutely nothing, which hurts my heart for Trout. Truly breaks my heart for the man. Secondly, you have Mookie Betts, who was a right fielder. He says he's more comfortable up the middle, so he was at second, and he played very well at second. They are now moving him to short because Lux is having a hard time with the throw. Now, he's saying, oh, I haven't played the game a year and a half because he missed all of 2023 with an ACL injury. But he's not able to make that throw on the bounce from short. And he says it's a non-issue. I just need to work out the kinks, knock the rust off. But as right now, Mookie Betts is your starting shortstop, a position he hasn't played since as a senior in high school. So do I think he can do it? Absolutely. It's Mookie Betts. He's one of the best in the game right now. He does things during a game that blows my mind still. So can he do it? Don't doubt it. Like I said, they will be heading to Seoul. They have 31 members on the roster right now. They already landed in Seoul, taking pictures, having fun. 31 players on the roster. And why is it 31? It's supposed to be 26. Well, 31 because they have two exhibition games versus Team Korea and the Kiwoom Heroes before they play the Padres. When they play the Padres, the Dodgers will have to cut it down to 26. So that's where we're standing right now. Are they favorites to win the World Series? Absolutely. I think it'd be foolish not to consider them heavy favorites to win the World Series. Do I think the Braves will give them a hard time? Yes. Do I think if they win the division, then all that time off at the end of the year between series? Yeah, I may think that might hurt them too. It's been known to hurt teams in the past. But guys, this is going to be a team to watch, and this is a team your team doesn't want to go against, especially your pitcher. But that's all I have for this week. I will be coming back again next week with another episode of the Kootsack Corner. Make sure you listen to our main page. I was about to say Kootsack Corner. That's me. Listen to the Dadbot Sports page. We just put out an episode recently with the NFL free agency on day one. We'll be touching again. We're trying to record sometime next weekend. Until then, make sure you like and subscribe. Send us some constructive criticism, and we'll get back to you. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you next week.